hope the taste is as it should be. I've not had time to experiment with these new spices more than this. Hey, sweetie. Oh, you are just in time. Dinner has just finished cooking. Get your bubble butt inside and take a seat. I'll be right with you. So, I've been trying something new. I think you'll like it, though. It has those spices you always bug me to use. Go ahead and wash up, honey. I'll make the plates. Take a seat. I hope you haven't eaten yet and that I've made this right. I was supposed to use spoonfuls, right? Oh, good. I was afraid I'd blow up your taste buds after a single bite. Let's see how it turned out, yeah? Wow, this is more than I'm used to. Oh my. I'll go get some water. Do you want some? Are you good? Yeah? Okay. Here, I got you some, just in case. Oh, looks like I forgot something. Nothing, dear. I'll be right back. My, what is this? A show with the dinner? I do like this kind of spice. It's just hot. I'll take that if I can enjoy the view. Don't go shy on me now. You know how I am. Or at least, I thought you did. What do I mean? Oh, darling. What am I doing? I'm just sitting in your lap. No, no, baby. It is not you who asks questions here. Give those utensils to me now. No, kitten. I won't be feeding you. Only good boys get that privilege. Am I angry about something? Do I look angry? You've seen me angry before, baby. No, not angry. Concerned. Confused. Upset. But not angry. I don't get angry at you, kitten. Why am I upset? Well, let's find out together. We'll tuck this soft hair behind your cute ear, unveiling your beautiful eyes. Brush my palm over your blushing cheek. Slide my fingers down and around your pretty neck. Oh, have we found the problem? Those big eyes tell me yes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, kitten, but there is something missing from where my fingers are wrapped around your pretty, soft, supple, exposed neck. Where is your collar? An explanation. Kitten, you know just an explanation won't do, but an answer to my question is a good place to start. Your bag? hidden away in a pocket of your bag. I even allowed you to put it under the collar of your suits and shirts. That way, at least it can still be revealed if needed, to repel any vermin or would-be homewreckers. But no, kitten. You decided to walk around without it, like a stray, just waiting to be picked up and adopted. Shh. You do not have permission to speak, kitten. Now hands behind your back. I really didn't think I would have to use these again. You promised I wouldn't need to. I've kept my hands clean just as you wanted. I have not stalked, sabotaged, or even hurt anyone, even when they got closer than I'd like, because I had that reassurance, my mark, my initials on you. It made me feel better. Made me think you were safe and clearly spoken for. Clearly, I was made to be a fool. Though it was part of our rules, it did not mean all that much to you. I even chose one that wasn't invasive or openly provocative. It even fits your style. I put so much thought into it. It disappoints me to see you trample over those feelings. At least you feel some remorse. I see you catching yourself, almost slipping up, denying, promising, pleading. But you kept quiet. Maybe you can still be good. Maybe. I don't want you to think you are in the clear, kitten. Even though your distressed, beautiful face may make my heart waver. I am only human after all. But I will give you a chance to confess what your face is showing. Let's see. There. A padded blindfold to protect me from your irresistible eyes. I can't have you using my weakness against me to ease your situation. Now can I? Now then. Four buttons left on your shirt. You will give me an explanation. If I find it lacking, the buttons come undone. If you convince me before the last one, all will be forgiven. But if the fifth button comes undone... No, kitten. Not the basement. Not the playroom. Only good boys get to go there. No, if the last button comes undone, well, let's leave the tension hanging there. You can use it as motivation. We have all the time in the world. There's no rush. Keep your breathing steady. And go. I see. Yes, it is very hot today. Didn't want your coworkers to notice. Not enough, kitten. I know for a fact it only got hot for the last hour of your work. You could have endured it or even let others see. I wouldn't mind. It might scare off some potential annoyances. A short rush of embarrassment in exchange for safety. Next try, honey. A promotion opportunity. That's wonderful news, darling. Didn't want to seem unprofessional. I see. Kitten, it's as if you have not been listening. Not only does that choker fit with your suits, having your supervisors know not to mess around with you would be a huge weight off my shoulders. You wearing my collar is what stopped me from plucking their eyes out after all. Next try, sweetie. Don't mind me, baby. I'm not unbuttoning it. Just playing with it. Go on. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh? Your mother visited. She is such a lovely lady. Accepted us being together so easily. She is an exemplary mother. We should invite her over more often. Don't try to pull on my heartstrings, kitten. I won't go soft. Or do you think this means so little to me? You're trembling, honey. It's okay. Take your time. Breathe, sweetie. There you go. What was that, sweetie? Please? Please what, darling? You promise not to. Ever again? Oh, kitten. No. No more buttons, kitten. I'm afraid this leaves me with only one option. Your hot breath is rolling down my chest, kitten. I can feel your body shaking beneath me. We both know I won't hurt you, kitten. I could never bring myself to harm you in anger. You have nothing to worry about. We can fix this behavior of yours. I'll bring my good boy right back out. You want that too, don't you? You know, you've slipped up. Probably been slipping for a while. It was so slight you just didn't notice, and you've been so good I got careless. Forgive me, kitten. This is as much my fault as yours. No, no, kitten, it's okay. It makes me so happy to see you concerned for me. It truly does, but I must keep myself accountable for my actions. Both mine and yours. I will fix this, I promise. With a little bit of training, we'll bring you back to your usual proper self. Yes, kitten. I will train you back up to be the good boy you are. It's nothing extreme, baby. I will make sure to take such very proper care of you throughout it all. Not a hair out of place. Rule number one, kitten doesn't speak. A very good start, darling. See? We will breathe through this. You just be good and listen, and I will take care of the rest. Now. The choker really does suit you. Just the right pattern, size, and centerpiece. And there, a collared kitty is a safe kitty. It looks beautiful on this pretty neck. No more playing with it and taking it off. Don't worry, the lock is small, hardly noticeable, and it's the same color as the choker. I wouldn't take half measures or act without thinking things through when it comes to you, kitten. I can see you want to ask why I had a lock prepared in advance. I didn't just have a choker made for you. I had a whole set of accessories made for it too. As you will see, though some I'd hoped I would not need to use. Now then, kitten, your full attention. Open your mouth. Good. Now bite. It's a leash, darling. It attaches to the small loop on the bottom of the centerpiece. I will now remove the handcuffs and you will go up the stairs to our room. Blindfold stays on. There. You will remove more than the shirt. A pet has no need for clothes after all. I want you by the bed. On your knees, leash attached, and a handle presented between your lips. Don't worry. I'll call your office. You'll be taking sick leave. A week to start. Should the results be unsatisfactory, well, you've racked up plenty of vacation days. I'm sure that won't be necessary, though. You've always been a quick learner. Now, kitten. On your legs. All four of them. I will join you after dinner. Ha ha ha.